Thank you. Thank the Lord today for another opportunity to be with you again. And I always count it a real joy to be able to preach the good word of God. Most of all, to be saved and born again. Without that, I'm nothing. Without my salvation, I have no life, no hope. And that's how I was before I got saved, before I was born again. I was hopeless and helpless, and I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where to turn. All I knew was I needed help, and I remembered the word of God that was preached to me, and it came back to me a second time. I'm thankful that it did. I'm glad that it showed me where I needed to go. It showed me of a Savior who's mighty to save, and I'm glad that somebody preached the gospel to me. That's what this world needs today. They need somebody to preach the gospel to them. We'd be in a whole lot better shape if there were real preachers out there and real people that would stand in the gap and make up the hedge, that would take a stand for Jesus and really preach His word. I mean, that's really what we're lacking in this world. We need some correction. We need instruction. And the only way to get that is through the good word of God, through it being preached by a real man of God that's been sent by God. I can read of these ones in the Gospel of John. They came to Jesus and they wanted to know how they could work the works of God. And that's what this world is mixed up in today. They are trying to work their way into heaven. And they're trying to do everything that they can to make it into heaven. And all their good works are just as filthy rags in the sight of God. Everything that we do and everything that we think is righteous about ourselves, I'm telling you, the Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags in God's sight. He looks at our righteousness and it's filthy to Him. That's because none of us are righteous. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. All we like sheep have gone astray. And the Lord Jesus, He has all the iniquity upon Him. He took all that iniquity and punishment on Him. And by His stripes, by what He went through, we are healed. And I'm thankful to know that. I'm glad that He paid the price, because if He didn't, we'd have no hope of getting into heaven. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. And He paid the ultimate price, the price for sin, the penalty that was pronounced upon us all. When you're born into this world, you're born in sin and shaping in iniquity. You can't help it. It's in your nature to be a sinner. That's just who we are as sinful creatures. We can't help but sin. But there is a way out. There is a Savior who can save you from your sin, and that's what He did for me. I'm glad that He did. I'm glad I decided to turn my life over to Him. It was the best decision that I ever made. I made a lot of poor decisions in my life, and in my early teenage years I made a lot of bad choices, but I'm thankful. The best choice I ever made was October 31st, 2016, at age of 23, when I finally turned my life over to Him. And it wasn't just turning over a new leaf. It wasn't just calling out and saying, Jesus, help me. I mean, it wasn't that simple. It wasn't just me bringing some sort of good work or getting baptized in some pool. It wasn't just some type of religious ceremony that I partook of. I'm talking about I was broken. I was beat down and defeated, and I needed help, and I knew exactly where to go. I knew exactly where to turn, and that was to Jesus. That was to pour out my heart to Him, have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and be sorrowful that I sinned against Him. You see, before, I didn't have that sorrowness. I had a little bit of guilt on the inside, but I still ran in sin. I wasn't ready to give up myself. I wasn't ready to turn my life over to Him. I knew that's what I needed, but I wasn't quite ready. I wanted to be rebellious, and that's just how we are. Especially when you're young, you're very rebellious, and you think you have everything figured out. But there comes a point in time where it's time to grow up and serve God. And it's time to grow up and get where He is. You see, it's not easy to serve Him. It's not an easy thing to get to serve God. And you're going to suffer persecution. The Bible tells us that they that live godly will suffer persecution. That's not the easy way to go, because if it was so easy to be a Christian, then multitudes would be living it and trying to live the gospel in front of people. But it's not easy. It's not simple. But I'll tell you what, it's worth it. I mean, it's worth every moment to serve God and to be a light to people. I mean, that just delights my soul. When I get to sit down and in heavenly places and read His word and study this Bible, and I get to pray and be a light to others, and when I get to sit down and preach the gospel to people, or when I go into the church and preach the gospel to people, it's such a joy and a blessing to do that, because I know what the gospel did for me. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is what saved my soul. You see, when He the man of God stood in the gap, made up the hedge, and when he preached about the crucifixion, it did something to my heart. You see, I knew that there was something real about that. I knew that something was different about the name of Jesus, and I reverenced that name. I mean, before I got saved, I had great fear when people talked about Jesus. I kind of made an exit stage left because I knew I was living in sin. I knew I had a sinful nature about me, and I didn't want to be around because I didn't want to get saved yet. I didn't want to get real yet. I wanted to keep running in sin, and I wanted to kind of disguise myself and make an exit stage left because I was ashamed of how I was living. I was ashamed of myself because of all the good preaching that I heard, and yet I was still rebellious. But finally, my time come, and the Lord dealt with my heart strong, and He told me, He said, "It's your turn." I felt that on the inside, and that night, I went home and I began to pray and I asked the Lord to have mercy upon me because I had sinned against Him. You see, all my life I knew that Jesus was real. I knew He was the Son of God. I knew that God was alive. I knew there had to be a God. I knew that Jesus was His Son. I knew He died for my sins and He went to hell for me. I knew those things because of what the man of God preached, but I only believed those things in my mind. It never got past my mind and down into my heart as of yet. You see, just believing on those things and in your mind is not good enough. But it takes a broke heart and a contrite spirit. God has to deal personally with you. And that's what He did for me. He dealt with me personally that day and that night and into the morning. It was a personal experience. You see, the Spirit of God was moving me and troubling my waters, so to speak. Only my soul was troubled. I was heavy. I was burdened down and defeated. I was wore slap out with sin. I was tired of the way I was living, and that's exactly how I approached God. I said, "Lord, I'm sick of living this way. I know it ain't right. I know I'm not going to find any peace and happiness in this, and I need help. I need to be saved. I want to be saved." And when I got to the point where I wanted to be saved above everything else, I wanted to be saved above my next breath. I wanted to be saved above my ambitions, above the job that I had, above everything in my life. I wanted to be saved. And when I finally came to Him that way, that's when I began to get understanding. And that's when I finally called out to Him and said, "Lord, if it means dying and not living another moment in sin, just to be in heaven, then that's what I want and that's what I need. I can't live this way any longer. I don't want to die in this condition because I know that if I die unsaved, I'm going to hell. I know that by the preaching of the Word." And when I said that and meant that with all my heart, that's when He saved me. When I finally got real and honest with myself, that's when I was saved and born again. And I haven't been the same person ever since. I mean, I've been walking in newness of life. There's just a complete and total difference in my life. It completely changed when I just surrendered my all to Him. When I finally came to Him, the price is paid, the way is made, and He made the way. He made the way that we all can come to Him and be saved and born again. And I'm glad that on the inside, I'm just like Him. I mean, my soul has been perfected. Now the outside, the outward man, he's still rotten. I'm still just as rotten as I always have been as far as my flesh is concerned. It's weak, and I'm capable of doing anything in this life, but I don't want to do those things any longer. You see, before I got saved, those desires were in my soul. My soul was desired to sin. That's all I wanted to do. That's all I knew how to do. But after I got saved and born again, He put a new heart inside of me. And now all I want to do is please the Lord. All I want to do is study His Word and preach the Word and pray. I mean, those are things that I delight in doing. If you're not saved, you have no desire to do those things because you can't. You're unsaved. You have an unbelieving heart. And if you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, you'll never be saved and you'll never make it into heaven. And you'll lift your eyes in a literal burning hell. I'm talking about a place that the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not. I'm talking about a place that is full of torment and damnation. The fire ascends up forever and ever, and there be no rest, day nor night. Hell is not just some sort of a fairy tale like they try to talk about nowadays, not just having a good old time down there with all your buddies or something. I mean, hell is a place of torment. And one day, after a while, all those people down there in hell are going to confess. The Bible says that every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. But at that time, it's too late. You can't get out of hell. Once you die, once your spirit leaves this body, You have an eternal soul that's going to spend eternity somewhere. It's going to either go to heaven or hell. There's no in between. I mean, there's either heaven or hell. That's your only options. And you have to make that choice in this life, not in the next life. Once it's over, it's over. I'm talking about in this life, while you still have breath, you need to make the right choice. You need to come to Jesus just like you are. Don't be like these ones that came to Jesus and asked him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" They didn't really mean that. They just wanted to provoke him and see what he had to say. And he answered them right. He said, "The work of God is that you believe on him of whom he has sent." He was talking about himself. He said, "God has sent me here to die on the cross, and this is God's word in flesh." He was telling them that right to their face, and they still didn't hear. They said, "Well, what sign then that we may see and believe thee?" You see, this is a seeing world. This is a seeing age. People want to see to believe, but you see, this is all by faith. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just believe the word that's being preached and receive it into your heart, and that's how you're saved, through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible says by grace, by God's amazing grace, and that was Jesus coming down into this world to die on the cross of Calvary for sinners and to get up the third day and to resurrect. That is his grace. That is the grace of God and the power of God. So it's by his grace that we're saved, through faith in that grace and through faith in his work that he finished. That's the way we're saved. We're not saved by works. Just right under that scripture says, "Not by works, lest any man should boast." Because if it was by works, it's saying man would boast. Man would just love to boast in what he does. And that's exactly how mankind is. That's how my flesh is. My flesh wants to rise up every time something good happens. This flesh wants to take credit. This flesh wants to think highly of itself. That's just in our nature. That's the pride of this life. That's the devil that works up on it. He works on us, and he'll puff you up in pride, and he'll beat you down at the same time. I mean, he is a cunning foe, and he is a very wise person. The Bible says he's wiser than Daniel, and the only way you can outwit him is to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And he's the only way to make it into heaven. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father, and no man can go to heaven but by him. You see, it's all him. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." And so just by me, and through these lips of clay, trying to preach the word of God, if I lift up the name of Jesus, he'll draw you. He'll speak to you. His Spirit will deal with you, and just receive it. When the Spirit of God is troubling you and speaking to you about being saved, don't push it off like I did. Just come to him just like you are, and I promise you'll be satisfied. You won't have to live in that turmoil and then all that anguish and all that pain and all that guilt anymore. He'll take all that guilt away, and you'll be the most happy person that you'll ever meet. I mean, it'll be wonderful. All you got to do is come to him just like you are and receive him into your heart, and I promise he'll make a new person out of you. If I see my time is quickly coming and gone, write to me and pray for me. In Jesus' name, amen.